For a while in the mid-1990s, it looked like there might be a lot of money to be made. Ed Dames moved to Beverly Hills, where he took high-level meetings with Hollywood executives. He began dealing with Hanna-Barbera, the makers of Scooby-Doo, about the prospect of transforming himself into a cartoon character for a Saturday morning kids show about super soldiers who used their psychic powers to defeat evildoers. He set up a psychic spying training school, charging students $2,400 for a highly personalized, one-on-one, rigorous 4-day program. His company slogan was, "Learn remote viewing from the master." On a Saturday in the summertime, Ed Dames and I roared through Maui in his Jeep. Like Jim Channon and Sergeant Glenn Wheaton, who first let slip to me that Special Forces had undertaken covert goat-staring activities in Fort Bragg, Ed has set up home in the Hawaiian Islands. Ed wore big wraparound sunglasses. His eyes were the only part of his face that looked his age. Ed is 55 now, but everything else about him is teenage. His surfer hair, his torn jeans, his manic energy. He held a Starbucks coffee in one hand and steered the Jeep with the other. Were people in the military cross with you for spilling the beans about the existence of the secret unit on the Art Bell show? I asked him. Cross, he said. Irate? Angry? You bet. What was your motive for doing it? I asked. I didn't have any motive. Ed shrugged. I didn't have any motive at all. We carried on driving. We were on the beach road. I moved here for the peace and the beauty, said Ed. But yes, over the horizon there are some very, very nasty things coming. Things will get grim. Things will get ugly. This is a good place to be when that happens. What's going to happen? We're all going to die, said Ed. He laughed. But then he said he meant it. In the next decade, humanity will see some of the most catastrophic changes to civilization it's seen in all of its recorded history. Earth changes, biblically prophetic types of things. Like plagues? I asked. No, that's minor, said Ed. Worse than plagues. Diseases will ravage humankind, but I'm talking about actual earth changes, and I'm not kidding. Volcanoes and earthquakes. The axis of the earth will wobble, and that'll shake up the oceans, said Ed. Geophysically, we're in for Mr. Toad's wild ride within the next decade. These are things you've psychically viewed, I asked. Many, many times, said Ed. Prudence says it was turning on the TV one day in Atlanta and seeing you that first got her interested in remote viewing, I said. There was a silence. I wanted to gauge Ed's reaction to hearing the name Prudence. So many terrible things had happened, I was curious to see if he would flinch, but he didn't. Instead, he turned vague.